if you were listening a bit earlier this morning, we made a bit of a prediction, a bet, if you will, with KPUG's very own Alan Fee, who right now is in Arizona for Mariners spring training. By the way, Mariners spring training brought to you by Walton Beverage Company, 100% locally owned Pepsi distributor serving Northwest Washington. They're now hiring. Head on over to waltonbeverage.com for those details. Meanwhile, on the Mariners side, Alan, we were discussing earlier how many players you could get today to chat with. Where are we? I said three people. Where are we standing at right now?
Well, I think you're partially right. We spent the morning so far in the locker room right up until Scott Service's team meeting, and we had a sit down with Ty France, the first baseman who came back to camp looking fantastic. He's lost weight and he just looks ready to go. He went to Driveline, which is a way to fix your swing, the same thing that J.P. Crawford did last year. So we chatted it up with him. We'll have a lot for the TGMI Morning News tomorrow morning from him. Also, we did talk to J.P. Crawford. It's really J.P.'s team. You know, a lot of people say it's Julio's team. Julio's the superstar on the team and everything, but it's J.P. Crawford who really is the heart and soul on and off the field with this team. And we had a great sit-down with him. We talked to them about their dogs. I know that you're an animal lover, Deanna. Mm-hmm. You'll be pleased to know that Ty France's two golden retrievers are doing great, and he's got a baby on the way, and we had just a wonderful conversation with him, and we'll touch on that in the morning. Yes. Absolutely, and we'll put an article up there talking to him on mybellinghamnow.com as well, but both guys doing great. It's kind of interesting that we got them back-to-back. Because the year before, J.P. Crawford, a great player for this team, he had a bit of an off season the year before last, and he went to this place to fix his swing called Driveline, where they attach all the things, they take all kinds of videos of your swing, and he just came back on fire last year and was really a catalyst that got the team as far as it went last year. And so he got with his buddy Ty France and said, "Dude, you got to go try this." And Ty France went to Driveline, and Ty France now comes back looking lean and mean, and he looks ready to go. He's making great contact here in the spring, and these two guys are going to be very critical to the future of this team as far as making a serious, legit run at a World Series and an American League West title. So I'm pretty excited to talk to them, and you'll hear that on the air tomorrow. And then Bryce Miller, this is where you're half right about getting the three players. We set up a deal to talk to Bryce Miller after the team meeting. We just ran out of time because we had to talk about the dogs, the wives, the baby on the way. I mean, we had a lot of banter there. It is super cool though, being in the locker room in the middle of everything, because all the players were hanging out ready to go into the team meeting. We're over here going, who's going to talk to us? You know, they're playing ping pong. It's like, well, we don't want to interrupt the game. They've got other things going on, and some guys getting dressed, and it's like, grab JP here, tell Ty France to wait. And, it's been a bit of a scramble, but we're getting everything done. And like I say, we're going to have a great time in the zone this afternoon at 3. You're going to hear all those interviews, and we'll definitely have all the highlights for you on the KGMI Morning News tomorrow morning.
Whew. All right. If you're taking down notes at home, be sure you've got all that in hand. And I mean, it's great to hear. First of all, congratulations to Ty France on the newest addition to his family coming soon. And it sounds like both of them have benefited from that power line sort of training. Is there anybody else on that Mariners team or anybody that you've seen so far that you believe, in your professional opinion, Alan, could benefit from some of that training as well?
Well, you know, it's interesting because the transactions we made during the off season has just been fantastic. I mean, we got Polanco from the Minnesota Twins. We have a legit second baseman for the first time since Robinson Cano in 6 years, and he can hit from both sides of the plate, and he's doing it. He's making great contact down here. Mitch Haniger, who we lost in a trade to San Francisco, well, we got him back when we sent Robbie Ray, the pitcher, down to San Francisco, and we get Mitch Haniger back, and he looks fantastic, and he can hit. So, you know, we've added bats that are the solution to the problem, because we weren't making contact last year. A lot of people thought our offense was struggling. It wasn't really struggling. We were getting guys on base. The problem was we weren't getting these guys home because everyone was swinging for the home runs. We had over 1,500 strikeouts on this team. We had the top three guys in all of baseball with strikeouts, and we rectified that. We brought in guys that can make contact. So to answer your question, no, I don't think that, I mean, obviously any training can benefit these guys, but most of these guys are coming in ready to roll and making great contact in the spring. Even Canzona's making great contact. The whole thing with Ty France, his work during the offseason. Yeah, he just had a crazy off year. He's led the league in getting hit by a pitch the last two seasons. And we've been joking about that. He lost a ton of weight, so now he's a smaller target. And he came back, and like I say, he's just leveled out that swing, and he looks fantastic. So if you're looking for indicators on how this team's going to go, we've talked a lot on the show all week long about the pitching staff. We've got by far the best starting five in all of baseball. Well, certainly the American League and arguably all of baseball. And as far as the bats go, if we can get some of these guys hitting, if we can get Ty France, our first baseman, in on this, if JP has the year he had last year, if Mitch Haniger stays healthy and he can do what he can do, and then Mitch Garver, the guy we got from Texas, he can hit. He did it in the playoffs and the World Series last year. So, yeah, we're just poised to have a really good season. If these guys can get the contact, we think they can.
Fantastic. And before I say anything else and jinx anything, I'm going to let you go, Alan, to try and get that third interview with Bryce coming up in just a little bit. But KPUG's Alan Fee will have more on those interviews tomorrow morning at 6:50 and 8:20 right here on KGMI. Alan, again, thanks so much. Enjoy the sunshine down there. I'm pleased to report we're starting to see some sun up here in the Pacific Northwest as well. So it awaits you when you return on Monday.
Well, first of all, you're welcome, because it's overcast and it's chilly, and I'm outside the club offices right now, and I can't wait to go back inside and get a hot cup of coffee.
Heck yeah. Go for that coffee. We'll talk to you tomorrow.